Hello, my name is Selin Kase. I'm an assistant professor in the Department of Chemistry, and I'm going to talk today about my pilot research project titled Cytotoxicity of Graviola Leaf Extracts in a Head and Neck Cancer Model. Now, the goal of this study is to possibly discover natural phytocompounds with anti-cancer activities on squamous cell carcinomas. Squamous cell carcinomas are the most frequent type of head and neck cancers. Graviola or guanabana is a tropical tree that is very abundant in Puerto Rico, and several studies conducted in vitro have shown that several parts of graviola have anti-cancer properties. So in this study, we concentrated on assessing the anti-proliferative activities of graviola leaf extract on a commercially available cell line called SCC-25. So basically, we collected graviola leaves from a local specimen and prepared either ethanolic or aqueous extracts of the leaves. And we then assessed the extract cytotoxicity on SCC-25 cells. So basically, we grew in vitro SCC-25 to confluence and treated them with increasing concentrations of the extracts. We then determined the concentration of extracts that would induce 50% of death in the cells, a parameter called GI50. Now, as you can see in table 1 of the poster, the ethanolic extracts called EE, with a GI50 of 62 microgram per ml, were about 4 times more active in inhibiting the growth of SCC-25 cell lines than the aqueous extract. Remember that the smaller the GI50, the more effective the extract. In order to verify that the cytotoxicity we observed with EE was not due to ethanol itself, we incubated the cells with ethanol alone and compared their proliferation with cells that were not treated by ethanol. And as you can see in figure 2, if you compare line N2 and N3, treating the cells with ethanol alone didn't induce growth inhibition, which tells us that ethanol at the concentration at which it was used, that is 0.1% volume per volume, was not toxic to cells. However, and as expected, when we treated the cells with EE, the ethanolic extract, we could see a very important inhibition of the growth of SCC-25 cells. Basically, the concentration of EE we used was 100 microgram per ml. Okay, so in conclusion, we were able to show that EE, the ethanolic extracts, were active and had an anti-proliferating effect on SCC-25 cells. Now, future prospects include assessing EE cytotoxicity on normal cells and identify and isolate the graviola compounds involved in EE anti-proliferative activities. The results of this study was recently published in August 2020 in the Journal of Medical Case Reports and Reviews. Thank you.